Broadcasting worldwide on internet radio.
Refreshing takes on legal strategies.
Straightforward answers to difficult tax questions.
Independent ideas on building wealth. The Refresher Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen.
Previously recorded with Mark as the host of The Mark Kohler Show.
Enjoy this fresh take on strategies to better live the American dream.
All right, welcome everybody to today's show. Woo! Man, I'm excited to be here with you. Mark Kohler, your host and fellow entrepreneur, real estate investor, family man, and surfer. Here's with you. Here's for you, man. This is all about you guys. I'm hoping you guys are all getting something from the show and it's impacting your life in a powerful way. You're making more money, you're saving taxes, you're protecting your assets, you've got a resource you can turn to for tax and legal support, getting a distinct, clear, understandable answers that can help you in your American dream. That's what we're here for, and thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you spreading the good word and sharing the link to the show on your social media groups and in your emails that you send out to your followers. I really, really appreciate it. I'm working hard every week to produce excellent content, and we have now had over 400 live shows of the Mark Kohler Show over the past 7 years. So this is exciting, and we're gearing up for the fall. We're going to have a new format to the show with some new music and some new jingles and some giveaways and just different format to shake it up. So excited. We've got some great guests planned for the rest of the year. So thank you for listening. Please continue to do so. And, gosh, it feels like I'm back home here. It's been 2 weeks. 2 weeks I've been off the show. I've been on the road with a family trip and a scout camp, helping my little Boy Scouts start fires and carve wood and put on Band-Aids and stop the bleeding. You know, all that good stuff. You fellow scouters out there, you know what I'm talking about. Eating bad food, sleeping on the ground. Boy, it's good times, good times. So I'm back here, back in the office, gearing up for the fall. We've got tax deadlines coming up on us. We got the fall workshop series in the fall. It's going to be back to school here for many of you in the next few weeks. And it's just an exciting time. I always think of the fall as kind of the start of the year. Did anybody feel like that? Have you ever seen those quizzes where they ask you, do you feel like the new year is January 1st? Is the new year in the fall when it's back to school time? To me, it's always felt like the fall is kind of the new year. You're gearing up for all the summer breaks over. You're gearing up for new business in the fall, and it's football weather, and there's a chill in the air, and love it. Love the fall. So it's just around the corner, just around the corner. Well, today, it's really a show that we've been building for months. We have launched the new tax app, the Mark Kohler app, for lack of a better branding ability at this juncture. But I've got a new app that you can download onto your Android and iPhone and use to save taxes, track your receipts, take pictures of receipts, track your mileage, download banking information right into QuickBooks. There's so much involved. And we've got a special guest from Deductor, the Vice President of Sales and Operations, joining us here on the show to talk about how to use your iPhone more efficiently to make more money, save more money, and it's just amazing the technology that's sitting in our hand there. So that's what the show's going to be about here as we get closer to the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the iPhone or the Android and the smartphone. We're going to talk about smartphone. That's what I should be talking about, smartphone. I am holding a 4S here in my hand, an iPhone 4S, waiting for the iPhone 6 to come out in the next month or so. I want to let you know, all you Android users, I did go for the Galaxy a few weeks ago. I could only last about 7 days before my hand was in paralysis from carrying around that waffle iron of a phone, trying to move my thumb across, you know, 10 square inches of phone. It was just too much for me. I know Galaxy's great pictures. They're cool, folks. I get it. But sorry, I'm just kind of more of a iPhone guy. And I know the iPhone 6 is going to have larger screen, too. I get it. So we'll see how it goes. I might I think I'm getting carpal tunnel in my thumbs from all the texting, so that's probably the problem. But anyway, we're talking about smartphones today. All the questions related to that, please send in an email if you have a question. Join us live with a question over the lines. If you're listening, you can press number one, talk to Lisa Owens in the studio. She's awesome. She'll kind of find out what your topic's about, help out in any way she can to get you on the show live. We'd love you to ask your question verbally or send me an email, mark@kkoslawyers.com or mark@markjkohler.com. Send me an email and we'll bring it up here on the show. But until then, we are going to cover deadlines, some of the newsletter items. I've got some important news I want to talk about, little tax and legal tips. So we're just diving into this, folks. Again, hoping to share some info that's going to impact your life. And I'm just having a great time, excited to be here with you. So this is good stuff. So let's see here. We've got our first expert on the line. So let's jump over to him for a minute. Let's get another voice here on the line, break it up a little bit, and we're going to bring out Lee Chen. He's one of our attorneys here in the office at KKOS Lawyers. If you're a regular listener, you've heard Lee before. He runs our California law office, just an incredible asset to our clients around the country. He's a litigator, a business planner, a tax advisor, all in one. He's just does it all. New dad, I should mention, a new father. He's not getting any sleep whatsoever. He's a bear to be around here in the office. He just bites your head off in the hallway. Lee, welcome to the show.
All right, Mark, how you doing today?
Yeah. Did you get any sleep last night?
We should say. Funny you should ask. Yeah, I had a 3:30 in the morning episode this morning, so.
Those are the days. And pretty soon, you have that, you know, I'm just going to forewarn you, as soon as you get through those terrible twos, about age three, the nights begin to be yours again, it seems to me, generally speaking. And then when they turn teenagers, you lose your nights again. They're up in the middle of the night, you know, cops are calling, cars are getting taken, there's TPing going on around the house, everybody's up all night watching movies. Pretty much from now until your kids leave for college, you're not going to sleep at all. Just want to forewarn you. There you go. So.
Awesome. So much to look forward to.
Yeah, it's cheap, too. It's really cheap to have kids. They don't cost anything at all, so it's really exciting.
Yeah, sure.
Well, do you have a tip for us today? What do you got for us? Legal tax, something good for us that we can take and use in our lives?
Well, hopefully. You know, I speak frequently about disclosures because, you know, as a transactional, but also on the litigation side, most of the time when someone comes in relating to a real estate transaction, a busted deal, so to speak, it's because of some disclosure issue. And I've gotten a couple of on this particular issue, and so I wanted to kind of touch upon this. It relates to disclosing permits when you're selling your house, especially if you are a rehabber, you flip properties, dealing with the permit issue.
Oh, okay. All right. Great topic, man. You're zooming in on something that I know is a hot topic for those real estate investors out there. So if you're fixing, flipping, rehabbing, remodeling homes, and I would presume if it's extensive work that's going on, you might need to get a permit, and if you don't, it could really jack up the deal. Give us an example of what could typically go wrong in this permit area.
Well, you know, the seller, I mean, usually they're going to hire their contractor, you know, who may be whoever, and we've had a radio show on this, we don't know who the contractor is, but, you know, assuming they're licensed or whatever, but you never really know unless you go and check whether they have pulled all the necessary permits on what they're doing. And also, you know, it's amazing these days what type of work actually needs to be permitted. You know, a lot of people think, oh, it's got to be a structural thing or something. I had an issue where I changed out a water heater. I had a building and safety guy come in and said, you didn't get a permit for that. I said, you're kidding me, a water heater? You know, but it's a modification to the plumbing and it needed to be permitted.
Okay, so, and I know, Lee, you yourself own rental properties. Folks, this is an exciting, I think, a huge benefit to our clients to know that our attorneys here in the office, we own rentals ourselves. Many of the CPAs here own rentals. This is a huge investment strategy we've all bought into, as practitioners here in the law and accounting firm. So, folks, I want you to know Lee is speaking from experience as a landlord himself. On the weekends, he's driving around wielding a hammer, working on his own rentals. We are trying to talk Lee into getting a Ford F-150. We think he needs a truck. Now that he's got a kid and he's getting no sleep whatsoever, he needs a truck to feel a little more like he's got his life back. Well, that's a whole other topic. But anyway, Lee, as a landlord, you face this yourself with permits. If I'm a buyer coming in and a seller didn't get a permit, how does that affect me as a buyer? What's the practical ramification?
Well, and that's the problem, because as a seller, I hire a plumber. The plumber is licensed. I'm assuming he's going to do what he's supposed to do and get a permit, okay?
Okay.
And
okay.
How is a seller supposed to know unless, what, are they going to go down to building and safety and pull every single permit and do? Most sellers aren't going to do that, okay? However, when the buyer comes back and says, and some inspector or some guy comes in and says, well, did you know that this improvement that they did, it's not permitted? First thing they're going to do is write that nasty letter back to the seller and say, I want you to fix it. And I have several of these cases right now, and the seller's really in a rock and a hard place because they had no idea of the permit. They weren't responsible for the work, but now they're getting the finger pointed at them because they're the seller.
I like this. So the tables have turned. It's not really a buyer issue. It's a seller issue to make sure they disclose the work that's been done and confirm that the permits have been made so it doesn't slow up or screw up the sale.
Well, yes, you can do that as well. You know, if you're a seller and you know what the permit issues are and you want to go down that route, by all means, do it. I mean, my philosophy on a lot of these disclosure issues is when in doubt, disclose, or disclaim responsibility. And so that's really kind of the tip that I'm trying to convey is, you know, if you don't know what the permit issue is and you want to disclaim it, then, you know, just put something in there as a seller and says, you know what, I don't have any knowledge, I don't have any information about the permits on the property or any of the improvements. I am disclaiming responsibility for any unpermitted work or anything like that. Buyer, it is your responsibility to conduct your own due diligence regarding the existence or non-existence of permits. Something like that to shift that responsibility away from you.
I love it. Well, very, very good. And I guess, of course, many sellers that have the help of a broker agent in the real estate realm, a good broker agent's going to help you through the real estate purchase contract when it comes to disclosures. But for all of you real estate investors out there that are doing sales by owner and being a little more creative in your acquisition and sales strategies, this is where making sure that your real estate purchase contract and disclosures are included and maybe having a real estate attorney review that before you go through go into closing could be very, very helpful. Lee, your thoughts. And by the way, folks, you may not even know this. Lee is also a licensed broker. Wow. Can we believe that? So, I mean, Lee knows what he's talking about here. So, Lee, I mean, for those independent real estate investors out there, getting that $300 or $400 legal review of the docs, if not having the lawyer prepare all the docs, I mean, that's really just a wise move every time you go into a closing, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think if there are some particular issues that you're worried about, if you have some particular questions, you know, then definitely. And if you rehabbed a property, I definitely think there should be some extra disclosures that are in your document that would not apply if you had been living in the property for 30 years and you're just selling it.
Very good. Okay. Well, gosh, Lee, great topic. I'm sure we could go on and on here. So any final words of wisdom you want to say before we let you rock and roll? I love it. Very good tip.
This is really one of the things that, you know, I really didn't anticipate. But more and more I'm getting, sellers calling up to me and buyers saying, hey, you know, what about this permit issue? And so it's not something that I thought about. And you know, it's just sellers are getting hit in the head with this thing. And so I thought I'd bring it up.
I love it. And folks, everybody, Lee, thank you so much. And I want to say this to before even we say final parting here to Lee, is that I'm hoping next week or the week after, we're going to have a radio show dedicated to making or completing successful rehabs. So we're going to do kind of an entire show dedicated to rehabs and fix and flips and having a successful, profitable rehab. And we'll probably readdress this issue and others and have Lee back on for that show for a few minutes. So hot topic, and we'll be talking about it more in the weeks to come. Thanks so much, Lee.
You're very welcome. I'm sure that show is going to be on fire.
It'll be good. Woo! All right. Well, Lee, thank you so much for your tips today. We really appreciate it. Okay. Well, I'm checking the chat line here to see if we have any comments. We've got Thomas out there saying, go 49ers. Dude, it's preseason. Come on, chill out. We don't know how. I love it. Our NFL fans are already getting into it. I love it. Got Thomas on the line talking 49ers trash. Hey, we'll see how it goes. I'm excited for the football season here. It's always a great time of year. All those concussions on the field, it's just so – NFL sure made it so exciting. Anyway, all right, so let's move on to a less controversial topic. Let's talk about some of the important I got a newsflash for you here in a minute, a little tax and legal tip that I think is going to be – it came out in the news this morning. So we'll talk about that here in 2 seconds. But until we get there, let's at least hit the important tax deadlines. Folks, if you have an S corporation or an LLC, your tax deadline with your extension, the final drop-dead date is September 15th. We are looking at 4.5 to 5 weeks from now. So the pressure is on. Everyone is working around the clock in the accounting firm at the office. For those of you that have been are new or long-term clients, you know that turnaround time at this juncture of the year is a little nutty. We appreciate your patience. We're doing the best we can to ramp up with new people and systemization. So thank you. But folks, if you haven't sent in all your information, if you need to call the office and talk to one of the admin staff and give us a status as to your documentation, please do so. And folks, don't forget. I myself, I'm reviewing my tax return this Friday to get my LLC and S-Corp wrapped up. Lots to do. Next, upcoming live events. This Saturday, August 16th, I'm going to be in Salt Lake City speaking for the Renatus Education Group. There's a link on the newsletter of where you can go to get registered for that. It's extremely affordable, if not free. I'm not sure what the cost may be for some of those that are not Renatus students, but it's a day where I'll be speaking 2 to 3, maybe 4 hours on a variety of year-end tax planning topics. Folks, if you're in the Salt Lake City area, please come check it out. On the newsletter, some info. Next month is when things really gear up. In September, speaking events galore. We've got, I myself am going to be in Portland the first week of September at a real estate investment club on Thursday night, and then a full day in Portland on Saturday. Links on the website on how to get registered for that. Matt Sorensen's going to be in Costa Mesa, California on the 6th for an entire do-it-yourself retirement workshop day. It's multiple speakers that day. It's going to be a fantastic Saturday in the Southern California area, just about retirement plan and retirement plans and self-directing. So check that out. And then the rest of the events, you can get there right on the newsletter. We've got Jackson Hole coming up, San Francisco, Riverside, and the Strategic Wealth Alliance workshops where I'm giving a workshop on several Saturdays, Sacramento, Seattle, Orange County, and Honolulu. Those are great tax write-off trips, folks. Come see us on December 13th in Honolulu and take a tax write-off for the trip. Get over to Hawaii for that. I'll be doing a little surf session the night before for anybody that's interested out on the North Shore. I'm not giving lessons or anything, but if anybody wants to go surfing out there with me, I'll be there. And it looks like we are hours away from announcing an East Coast workshop next month in Delaware. So it'll be very easy for our Northeast clients to jump on a train or make a little drive and for a couple hours get to a central location in Wilmington, Delaware for an evening workshop. $100, very affordable, and come out and get some year-end tax tips and updates. So if you've been to one of my workshops before, I'm bringing always new updated information every year to hopefully wow you. So that's a little bit there. We got some great articles in the newsletter. When can I use a sole proprietorship? Can I use it for now? And Matt Sorensen's got a great article on joint ventures, partnerships, and security laws. If you're raising money, you want to read that article. I just had a phone call minutes before the radio show today and recommended some clients to read that article. So check it out if you're raising money. So now before we get to our topic of the hour and the smartphone application and smartphone strategies, so excited to dive into that. I wanted to just give a little tip here from the tax side. As you know, the tax team is buried in the office, so I get the opportunity to be the expert, if you will, on a little tax and legal tip. But I'm going to break over into kind of the legal area here, more so than tax, and talk about the news that broke this morning of the New York prosecutors charging a payday loan firm with usury violations. And they've called this a payday loan syndicate, where the owner, primary owner of these companies, this is Kerry Brown. He was the owner of these companies. Kerry Von Brown set up close to a dozen companies and then was doing high-interest payday loans around the country online. Now, apparently, this is a very common business now, and it's growing rapidly, where people can go online and get a payday loan, and they're getting taken advantage of terribly. So the New York prosecutor office said, we're not going to deal with this anymore. And so this case, now here's why this is important for many of you. Now, this is a really, really important point. As you read the articles on this, if anybody wants to Google it, just, you know, put in a payday loan New York case, and it'll come right up, all the stories on it today. What's interesting here is they also charged the lawyer, Mr. Brown's lawyer, with some of these charges and these criminal charges. So this is very, very serious for this lawyer that's involved. And what they said, this is so interesting, is that Mr. Brown was incorporated in other states such as Nevada, and the West Indies was his primary company. So he had set up offshore, then incorporated in Nevada, the normal Nevada crap we all see, and many of you have seen my videos, my articles, and chapters in my book on warning people about this. But they set up offshore and then in Nevada, and when they charged the lawyer, his number one argument was, we're not doing business in New York. How can you come after us? This is all done in cyberspace. Okay, now let me repeat that, because I have so many clients that call up and go, Mark, I live in California. All of my sales are done on the web. I'm not doing business in California. I'm not doing business in New York. I'm just going to set up in Nevada or Wyoming because all my sales are on the internet. Well, the New York prosecutor said, forget it. Are you crazy? You live in New York, Mr. Brown, and even if you didn't live in New York, X percent of your clients or these people that you're giving loans to live in New York. So you're doing business in our state the minute you decided to lend people money in New York, and you yourself live in freaking New York, and you're going to have the audacity to tell me that you're not doing business in New York and that you're okay setting up offshore in the West Indies and Nevada? Folks, this is where the crap hits the fan. And again, I'm sick and tired of XYZ incorporate in Nevada companies that are doing it online saying, oh, you can do it and just set up in Nevada. And then the folks never register in their own state and don't know what the rules are. So they're going to get sucked into personal liability in New York because they never registered in New York. Folks, I don't care if you're selling crap on the web. If your customers are in that state or you live in that state, you've got to look at the key word. And here's the key word, nexus. If you're touching people in that state in a serious way, then, or you have an office there, or you have employees there, or you live there, 99% of the time you're going to have to register in that state. Now, for many of us that aren't doing loans or doing significant transactions with folks in other states, it doesn't mean you have to rush out and set up and register your company in all these different states. I'm not saying that. But you need to at least look at the issue. You have to get a review. Be careful. But some of you just want to go to LegalZoom and knock it out for $300. Oh, no, it's $99. Thank you, Robert Shapiro. $99 to set up an entity. Wrong. When you go to LegalZoom and start checking all the boxes you're supposed to check and you get online with their little folks, it's going to cost more than calling our paralegals and get it done. Get a review, folks, if you if you're in a new area of the law and you're doing business across state lines, get a review. So there you go. Sorry, you can see how passionate, you can feel it. Oh, I just want to throw something out the window here. I get so upset about this issue. So folks, be careful of these companies selling these entities in other states, and be careful doing it on your own. And if you're just selling stuff on the web, be careful how much nexus you have with these other states, because you can get sucked into state tax issues, you can get sucked into liability issues quicker than you can imagine. All right. Woo! Boy, was that a Debbie Downer tip? I hope it wasn't. I just got upset, that's all. I'm just advocating for you guys. I'm looking out for you. Be careful. All righty. Well, with that said, we're going to move on to our topic of the hour. So excited to have Tyler Thompson with us. I've been working with his office for months. My team has just loved working with Deductor. And so please allow me to introduce this amazing company and Tyler Thompson, Deductor's VP of Business Development. Deductor is the number one smartphone app developer in the country to help you save taxes and make more money, make your life simpler. And I partnered with them months ago, and for months we've been in development of the Mark Kohler app at a 50% discount for any of you, my followers, that go through. If you're listening now, if you know anybody that's within my reach, I'm going to be spreading the good word. If you don't mind having the little name Mark Kohler involved and looking at your app online and on your phone, I'm there for you, and we can save you 50% on the online cost that you would get just going out and looking for these apps or just searching for it on the App Store. Please get involved with us. I am so excited to be working with the Deductor. So without any further ado, Tyler, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be here.
Ah, man, so glad you're here with us. I know you've been on the road, and it's been, I hope you're okay. I know it's been so busy for you. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Not a problem. It's our pleasure.
Well, I just don't know where to start, because this is such a hot topic. Using our smartphones to make our lives more efficient is really the power of the smartphone, and rather than just Instagramming and playing Facebook at dinner while we're talking to other people who are supposed to be talking to them. So let's talk about this. Please tell us a little bit about Deductor and why you developed this app, and we'll get into the details of the app, but just in kind of big picture view, what's Deductor all about?
Absolutely. The genesis of both the web and the mobile apps is something that's going to be really familiar to your listeners. I'm an entrepreneur, and I've been involved with a number of startup and tech-based companies. I've been a consultant in the past, et cetera. And I love being an entrepreneur. I love working for myself. I love working for smaller independent businesses, and I am a smaller independent business owner myself. And I love the benefits that come along with having my own business and being an entrepreneur. But I was the poster child for doing a terrible job when it came to keeping track of my expenses and documenting my expenses and my mileage and where I was spending my time, et cetera. And so essentially about 4 years ago, a group of entrepreneurs sat down with a couple of incredible CPAs, accountants, and people that understood the tax game from the IRS side of things, and we knew that there was an opportunity to introduce an application that would do a better job of making sure that we're able to maximize our tax deductions and eliminate tax time stress. And this is a CPA's dream. If you're working with the CPA, you're working with Mark's team, however you're doing your taxes, this is a tool that we developed to make sure that you'll be better prepared when tax time rolls around. Ensure that you're able to maximize all of your eligible deductions and, again, make what has typically been an awful experience when tax time is rolling around and turn it into something that you're looking forward to, because you know that you've maximized your deductions and you're going to be keeping more of your hard-earned money. And so I was the guy, Mark, that had the shoebox full of receipts. I would go in a few days before the tax deadline, I'd drop it on my accountant's desk, and I'd hope and pray that he could make sense of it and figure out a way to help me save a bit of money. But that's just an inefficient way to do things. And even though I was working with great CPAs, et cetera, they're only as good as the information that I'm giving them. And so, again, as we developed this tool, we knew that we had to develop something that was a bit different. We couldn't ask people to do more manual tasks. People are busy enough as it is. They didn't get into their business to become a bookkeeper or an accounting expert or a tax professional, et cetera. And so really what we set out to develop was a tool where we could automate most of these key features and functions. It would work with them or for them, regardless of what their schedule's like. We don't try to fit people into a specific way to use the tool, so really it's developed for the users to use whenever they have a free minute. And if it's on their phone, their iPhone or their Android, on their tablet, their laptop, their desktop, it doesn't matter. It's completely portable. It's web-based. It's mobile, et cetera. And so really it was a group of entrepreneurs getting together with a couple of really smart CPAs and coming up with a solution to an age-old problem.
Well, I love it. And let's talk about okay, folks, I'm not kidding you. There's probably at least 10 kick-butt reasons why having an app to help you with your tax planning will impact your life and the bottom line immediately. But let's just hit the first one of receipts for a minute. Now, many of you, I love that you brought that up, Tyler. You talked about receipts as an example. So let's just go there right off the bat. So, folks, remember, and many of you would have seen a live presentation of mine or, you know, followed my comments for years, know that receipts in and of themselves don't save you taxes. Receipts are audit protection because if you get audited, your credit card statement doesn't cut it. Your bank statement doesn't cut it. You have to have receipts. So we want to do our best to track receipts. Now, here's the cool part, and I've said it before. You don't have to keep the paper. Just take a picture of the receipt. And that picture of the receipt is fine. You can throw the paper away at that point, and those pictures need to be captured somewhere. But if you're like me, even a year ago, 2 years ago when I started playing with my smartphone, I take pictures, but then the pictures get sucked into my photos folder, and I can't organize them, and it's just a mess. The beauty of this app, tell us, Tyler, how easy is it to track your receipts with a quick picture and know that they're all going to one spot?
It's that simple. It's, you know, you're clicking one button, you're snapping a photo of that receipt, and we're storing them in the cloud for you in perpetuity. So as long as you want to keep those, they're there at your disposal. In the event that the IRS comes knocking, you have that documentation ready and available. So it is as easy as it comes, and it's one of the features on the mobile app that we're proudest about.
Oh, and I love it. When Tyler and I first met and I was thinking, oh, I could take pictures of my receipts and they go to one spot, it just made it so much simpler for me. Now, also, at the desktop level, I can scan those receipts in when I'm in my deductor program on my desktop or laptop, even with neat receipts. I can scan that receipt and they're going to go to the same spot. Is that not correct?
That's right, yeah. So we give you a few ways, and again, we want to give you an experience that works with the way that you operate. So we're not saying that you need to leave the way that you're doing certain things. So if you're using neat receipts or you're using your mobile phone to snap photos of the receipt, et cetera, you can keep doing those things. Deductor is going to help you do it in a more efficient and effective manner, and it gives you a central storage facility, if you will, all cloud-based and secure. So you have those at your fingertips in the event that you ever need to go back and take a look at a specific receipt, or you're printing out all those receipts or making them all available to the IRS in an audit or an investigation.
Oh, awesome. Okay, and we've got a couple questions, one via email and one on the chat line already just on receipts. First on receipts, got a question from Eric here. He said, if I have a receipt emailed to me, how easy is it to inject that receipt into the same cloud? For example, Tyler, last night I ate at Chili's. Posted a little thing out there on the trivia game you can play at Chili's at the desktop now. But anyway,
right.
Tabletop. But I have the receipt emailed to me. How hard is it to get that into the app or the desktop cloud?
It's a great question. Actually, it's really easy. When with the capture receipt function on your mobile phone, there are a couple of different ways that you can do it. You can choose to take a picture of it, take a photo of it, or you can choose a photo from your existing library. And so as that receipt comes in to your email, it's available within your library. And so, again, it's essentially the same path, but instead of taking a photo of it, you're choosing an existing photo to go into the system. And so very simple, very easy to do.
I love it. Question from Thomas on the chat line. Can I use the app to store meeting notes for my LLC I use Evernote to do this right now. What are your, and that opens the story of how Evernote could maybe replace Evernote, or maybe that's a secondary question. But the first one is, can I take business notes and take pictures, and they would go into some sort of area in this app?
Absolutely. So keeping track of your time and how you're spending time, and Mark, you preach this, is as important as anything, whether you're trying to establish the fact that you're an independent contractor, a real estate professional, whatever it may be. And so we give you the ability to have notes and descriptions, et cetera. So we've got a couple of different patent-pending features relative to our calendar itself and the way that we help you. And again, we don't expect people to use the deductive calendar as the primary calendar, but it's a great way to see how your meetings, your expenses, your mileage are associated. And certainly we give you the ability to take some notes there and to keep notes relative to specific meetings or events or whatever it may be.
All right. And then regarding Evernote, I'll be so bold to ask, do you think you're taking Evernote's place?
It really depends on how you're using Evernote. We get that question. Evernote's a great company. It's a great way to keep notes about different events. But we see people trying to jimmy-rig Evernote, essentially, to keep track of their meetings, their expenses, et cetera. Evernote wasn't developed for that. This is a tool that was specifically developed for small independent business owners. Deductor was to help them maximize their deductions. And by doing that, we're keeping track of expenses, mileage, and time, and all of the relative information associated with those expenses, mileage, and time. And so certainly we found that Deductor is a better, more complete solution for people that are looking to maximize their deductions.
Okay, cool. Gosh, there's so much to cover, folks. I'm going to say this right now. For any of you that will already feel a little overwhelmed with this radio show and go, oh, my gosh, I want to learn more about this, let me just say this now so that you at least have it in the back of your mind. There's a deductor, markjkohler.com/deductor. There's a link on my website. There's a link in the newsletter today. You're going to be getting an email about this on a regular basis. I'm completely committed to helping any of my clients that want an app for this on their smartphone. You're going to know how to get to it. So when you get to that page, what has the Mark Kohler branding aspect to Deductor Pro, there's a video. There's a lot of lists of what you can and cannot do with a lot of explanations. It's a 30-day money-back guarantee, and again, it's half the cost by going through the Mark Kohler app of Powered by Deductor. So we'll come to I'm just going to say it out now. We're looking at $99 a year or $10 a month to have this powerful tool in your lap, where it's twice the cost if you just go out on the web looking for this or in the app store. So just so that it's out there. Number two, I'm shooting videos where I actually show my screen and how to use this in my QuickBooks series videos. For any of you, and there's hundreds of you that are already using my QuickBooks training videos, again, for clients, it's a couple hundred bucks. Just call the office and you can sign up for those. It's lifetime access for all my QuickBooks training videos. There are going to be 2 to 3 videos just on how to use Deductor with QuickBooks and how to use Deductor, period, and the Mark Kohler app. So for those of you that are already part of QuickBooks, you're going to have real live video of my screen showing you how to use this. So you're going to love that. Sorry, Tyler, I didn't mean to take away from what you're talking about.
But no.
I know some people are already driving down the road are going, oh, how am I going to learn more about this?
Right.
Hey, when you get to the app, let me ask you this. When you get to the app, what the way cool thing here is, folks, you can track your mileage with a satellite on this. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But the coolest thing here is there's a little bubble on your page. Each one of you, once you have your app set up, there's a bubble here, a little section that talks about tax savings estimate. And it literally shows you how much you're already saving in taxes just by using the app. Tell us the concept of that, Tyler, and what that little bubble really indicates.
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things, most people in their smaller independent business, they really don't have a good grasp of what their deductions are. They don't know how many deductions they have. They don't know the total of those deductions. And even those people that may have a general idea as to how many deductions they might have, they really have no idea as to how those deductions translate into tax savings. And so we wanted to give the users some really meaningful feedback, some metrics that could be meaningful, that could help them, that could really help them essentially take control of their finances on relative to their business. And so this is one of the metrics that we provide, which is this estimated monthly tax savings. And it shows each user, based on the expenses they've confirmed and the mileage that they've tracked, what their estimated monthly tax savings are. And it's specific to them and their unique situation. So we're not giving them an average based on the average American. When they start with the doctor, we actually take them through a few questions, which gives us the ability to give them some customized, some tailored information, feedback, and reports. And so if they're married and they file jointly and they have a few dependents, et cetera, we're able to take those things into account when we're spitting out these graphs or the reports or any of the metrics that we make available on the web or the mobile apps themselves. And so this is a great tool to see how all of these things really translate into cash back in your pocket, essentially retaining more of the money that you guys have worked so hard to make.
Oh, love it, love it, love it. Okay, I'm jumping around here a little bit. And folks, if you have a question and you're listening live on your phone, please press the number 1. You can Lisa will screen your call, get you right on with us. If you have a question, you're listening through your computer, type it in the chat window. And if you want to email me, please email me mark@markjkohler.com. Tyler, tell us about adding or linking a bank account. Why would I do that? Why would I link my bank account to my Mark Kohler app? Why would that make sense?
It's a great question. So as we developed Deductor, again, you remember we said we wanted to do things a bit different. We needed to make sure that we were developing a tool that would automate most of the processes associated with tracking expenses, mileage, and time. So by linking your bank account, and you do it one time, and essentially it's just giving us permission to track a few non-sensitive items. We're not getting access to bank balances or account numbers or routing numbers or anything like that. But you're giving us permission to grab some of the pieces of information from each of your expense transactions that the IRS would require for you to take a deduction. So the date of an expense, the person that you're paying, the account that it's coming from, the amount that you paid, the card you paid with, if you're paying with a card, et cetera. So we are able to track those things automatically. Now you don't have to worry at the end of the week or the month. You don't have to try to go back and think, what did I spend? Or you don't have to grab those bank statements or the credit card statements and try to figure it out. We actually are going to track every expense that you incur with any of those accounts that you've linked to your deductor account automatically. All we have you do at that point is come in and tell us that if they're a business expense or a personal expense, we have you drop them in a category. We have a number of pre-populated categories, very easy to do. And then we ask you to give us a description. It's the one thing that we can't do automatically for you. We can't automatically populate the why you incurred the expense. And it's one of the most important pieces of information, obviously. If the IRS ever gets involved, they want to know why you incurred the expense. But in terms of making sure you've captured every expense, you haven't missed anything, the best way to do that is to link your accounts. And we give you the ability to link your bank account checkings or savings, your debit cards, your credit cards, your brokerage account, your PayPal account, anything you use to run your business. Right now we have just over 40,000 financial institutions in the U.S. and Canada, unique financial institutions that we have coverage with, and we're adding several hundred new financial institutions every month.
Well, and I want to indicate this here too, because some of you may be thinking, and this was my first reaction too, is, well, hold on, I'm already doing this in QuickBooks. Why do I need to link everything inside Deductor? Can I give my answer to that, Tyler? And then I'd like to hear
Absolutely.
Your response. Is that okay?
You bet.
I think the first point is folks, QuickBooks is obviously going to be a much more robust program to do reports, to prepare your tax return. QuickBooks is that bona fide set of books you're going to be using for financial statements and banking and all that. We all do that. We all know it. But when you link those same institutions to Deductor and you too take pictures of receipts and you do mileage, what's cool is at the end of the year, all you have to do is download that information right into QuickBooks or download the reports that would go to your accountant, like your mileage report. So it's not that you're duplicating your efforts in QuickBooks. A lot of this stuff will be merged into QuickBooks and make your life easier at the end of the year. That's how I see it. Tyler, am I missing something? Am I making it sound easier or harder than it really is?
No, you're absolutely right. So we've got a number of users that use QuickBooks, and that's great. It's a great tool. we didn't build the Deductor to be a double entry accounting system by any means. This is a tool that we developed specifically focused on helping you maximize your deductions as a small business owner. And so tracking those expenses, the mileage, the activities, the time you're spending on the business, et cetera. And as Mark mentioned, really this is a tool that's going to help you ensure that you maximize all those deductions. It goes a step further, obviously, with adding the mileage and the time element to it. And it's as easy as downloading or exporting the information to your QuickBooks account. And it's one of the things that we worked on with Mark and his team is making sure that we had the QuickBooks-specific export feature in place, et cetera, and we do, and it works great. We've got a number of very happy users that continue to use QuickBooks even though they've got a deductor account. What it does is it adds an extra layer to ensure that you've maximized those deductions. And it does make the tax process a lot easier, a lot smoother. When tax time rolls around, you're either printing and or sharing all of the relative tax reports with your tax professional, your accountant, your CPA, et cetera.
Well, excellent. I'm glad we're on the same page. And I'll say this right now. To me, the one or two major benefits of the Mark Kohler app powered by Deductor is, number one, capturing receipts in a simple, effective way. Because, folks, that shoebox of receipts is, I know, something that bugs every entrepreneur. And that this alone, for $10 a month, just to keep track of your receipts better and prevent a loss in an audit, huge. The second thing that I love the most, forgetting all that, you know, setting aside the bank account, the QuickBooks linking and all that stuff for just a minute, is the mileage and the mileage tracking. Tyler, tell us how freaking cool the mileage tracking is.
It is cool, and all of you know what a pain it is to track your mileage. I'll tell you how I used to do it. I had a legal pad I bought at the beginning of every year, and I'd have a starting and ending odometer column, and I'd make it through maybe two entries, and then I abandoned it. And the fact is that we would estimate at the end of the year, we were being really conservative, and I was leaving money on the table. I wasn't maximizing my deductions relative to my mileage that I was actually driving. So with Deductor, again, we wanted to simplify the process. We didn't want to give you another manual task. So we tap into the GPS functionality in your smartphone. And by tapping into that GPS functionality, we're able to track the mileage wherever you're driving and give you credit for those mileage events. And the great thing is that documentation, again, in the event that someone comes and asks for that documentation, is GPS documentation. And so you've got great documentation relative to that mileage, and you're able to maximize 100% of the miles that you're eligible for.
Yeah, and you know what's so cool is literally, guys, while I'm here talking on the phone with Tyler here, I opened up I turned on my iPhone here, and I said, okay, I want to track mileage. I'm going to drive to lunch here in a minute. I'm going to go to lunch with my staff here in a minute after the radio show. And I thought, okay, I'm going to turn on my mileage log right now. So I went to the app's already open here because I opened it before the show, and it just said log mileage. I said, okay, log mileage. And then it says Deductor wants to use your location. And I said, okay, go ahead. So right there, it's just started calculating. And in here, I can put in a description, lunch with staff, okay, and then I hit save, and then it's already calculating. So right now, if I started walking in circles in my office, I might even be tracking some miles. But I'm going to get in there. I'm going to start driving, and then when I'm done with my trip, all I have to do is hit stop. And folks, my mileage now goes into a report, done. So that at the end of the year, if I need to print out a report because the IRS is auditing me for mileage, all I have to do is go to Deductor, print out my mileage log, done. Home run, slam dunk.
That's right.
Beat the IRS, the end. Tyler, what do you think?
Yeah,
am I missing something?
No, you're spot on. So in addition to that, you're right, it's that easy. So in addition to the mileage deduction for your auto, Deductor is also going to help you track the actual auto deduction. So it's going to take into account your maintenance, your insurance, some of those types of things, your fuel. And the great thing is that we have a report. And again, these are things I never knew. I never knew where I stood on my mileage deduction or on the actual auto deduction, et cetera. But in this report, every time I track an expense or mileage event, et cetera, essentially all of these reports are updated in real time. And the auto report specifically is going to show me where I stand with both the mileage deduction and or the actual auto deduction. At the end of the year, I take a look at both of those, and I choose the one that gives me the greater deduction, and I go on from there. It's that easy. And Mark, the great thing is, in addition to the, you know, the tax reports or the auto reports, et cetera, there are 10 other real-time reports that we keep. And again, those are customized to each individual user and their unique situation. And every time they track an expense or a mileage event or whatever it may be, all of those reports are updated in real time and made available to them.
Okay. I love it. I love it. Now, folks, we've only got 10 minutes left here, so I want to hit what I think. I apologize, Tyler. I'm being a little, you know, domineering here, controlling. Forgive me. But I love the receipts. I love the mileage. The third thing that I really like, if I may say, I'm being just a little opinionated here, is I love this track time and activity. Now, as Tyler, you said a little bit ago, we're not going to replace my Outlook calendar or my Google calendar or Gmail calendar with Deductor. I get it. But folks, a lot of people ask me on a regular basis, almost every workshop, they go, Mark, how am I going to justify a trip writing off travel? And this is, I just talked about it a minute ago. I've got workshops all over the country this fall. Some of you might want to jump on a plane, come to Hawaii, and come to my workshop in Hawaii for a full day and take a write-off for your airfare, 100%, and probably a couple nights hotel, yada, yada, come to my workshop, and maybe you take a couple days personal. Now, here's the trick here. How do I track that trip? So in Deductor, I can say, oh, I went on a trip. I was to Hawaii for Mark's workshop. And then you know what's going to happen, folks? You're also going to have expenses while on that trip that may not go through your credit card or debit card. You might be paying for tips, valet. You might have an ATM to pull some cash out. What's that cash going towards? So what Deductor allows you to do is capture the trip itself, so it's on your tax report for travel. And number two, you can track those expenses that maybe didn't go through your checkbook. And that way, you print those out, you give them to your accountant, boom, and it's done. Tyler, what do you say? Slam dunk, alley-oop here, what do you think? Did you like it? No,
yeah.
I love it.
Absolutely. No, slam dunk. And that's a great point, Mark. One of the things that we've tried to do, in addition to giving you these individual tracking elements, you can track your expenses, you can track your mileage, you can track your time. The fact is that by combining those, and that's what we do, we take those three elements and we give you a really unique view, and this is part of this patent-pending technology that I've mentioned in this calendar view, but we give you the ability, Mark, to associate your expenses with an event, your mileage with a specific event. And what it does is it creates a story about what's going on with your business. And if it's traveling to an event in Hawaii and there are meetings and there are it's a convention and you're in lectures, whatever it may be, and there are expenses and mileage associated with that, with Deductor, you'll be able to see the complete story with a specific event, and that's the meetings that took place there, the expenses associated with it, the mileage, if there's mileage associated with it, et cetera. And so, again, in addition to just having a better understanding yourself as to what's going on in your business and where you're spending your time and your energy, also, again, in the event, worst-case scenario, if the IRS comes knocking, you've got a great record in place, and it's not just these individual elements, it's really a complete story about what you're doing with your business.
Okay, now let's hit the chat room. We've got a number of questions going on here. I'm going to start at the top, first come, first serve. Thomas asked about the Evernote topic again. Let's say he has some stuff already in Evernote. Can he import that into Deductor's cloud?
We don't have an import with Evernote. But you actually, the nice thing with Evernote is you can save your Evernote notes as images. And then if you were to save them as images, then you'd have the ability to import each of those images into the cloud. So there is a way to do it. It's not a fully integrated Evernote import, but there is a way, a workaround. It's very easy. We have people that do it all the time. We are working on some of these direct integrations as well. But we have a number of Evernote users that actually have all of their images of their notes uploaded in our cloud.
Also, this is probably a good time to say, folks, with your Evernote, with your Mark Kohler Deductor app subscription, and you're already involved, you have support from 9 to 5, 5 days a week, and you can call the support team and ask them some of these workarounds, and they'll help you. There's no extra cost to get that support. So that's a huge benefit. Okay, another chat question from Denise. Mark, what's the cost to get the app? If I'm a Renatus member, great list to listen to you again, DKB from New York City. Several people listening to the show don't even know what Renatus is. It's a real estate education program. Being a member of Renatus doesn't get you anything per se extra. Just being a follower of the Mark Kohler Education is where the discount really is at. So if you went onto the App Store, the Deductor app is typically going to be $20 a month or $200 a year. With the Mark Kohler, just using my link, deductor.com/Mark Kohler, it's there on the host line in the chat room, and we'll email it out to you separately. It's half the cost. So don't worry about Renatus or some of you are members of other organizations. It's just going through the Mark Kohler link. Go get you that the discount.
That's right.
Another question.
Let me mention one other benefit for your members in addition to the 50% discount, which they I might add they get in perpetuity as long as they keep their accounts. They get that discount. We also have a guarantee that they'll save at least 10 times what they're paying for the app. And if they don't, then we'll give them their money back. And we're confident that your users, anyone who actually gets the app and uses it, they're going to save much more than that. But our guarantee is that you'll save at least 10 times what you're paying for it, or we'll give you your money back.
I love it. I want to repeat, 10 times the savings of the cost of the app or money back. Also, the first 30 days, it's a money back guarantee if you just don't like it. Just, you know,
that's
just
right.
Call up and get your money back. Love it. Test it out. Try it out. H&L Bill, trying to link my financial institution doesn't recognize my bank. What do I do now? I've already subscribed.
Yeah, from time to time, that happens. There are different banks that have different security procedures, et cetera. So this is what I recommend. In the event that our 40,000-plus financial institutions doesn't cover your specific bank, get in touch with our support team. So give us a call, the Deductor support line, and it's listed there in your account bill, or shoot an email to support, and that's support@deductor.com. Request the financial institution. Give us the URL for your financial institution. We actually have a process we go through in order to add new financial institutions. So in the event that yours isn't covered now, chances are, again, we're adding hundreds of new accounts every month, and we can actually make specific requests and go after specific financial institutions in the event we don't have them covered currently.
And I would just add, too, Bill, I'm going to be really blunt here. I don't think the biggest, by any means, one of the best features of the app, the Dr. Mark Kohler app, is linking your banks. I don't really stress about that. You should already be doing that within QuickBooks. I think, again, the top five reasons for the Deductor app are going to be in the receipts, tracking mileage, tracking trips, and the cash expenses that are outside of your bank account or banking institution, looking at the savings calculation report. I think those are the areas that really wow me more and I like more. If someone, your banking institution, is not linking, I would not stress about it just because of those other features. Tyra, we really only have a chance here for maybe some final words from you. Maybe you want to add to that banking comment that I just made, but any final thoughts here that you'd like to share with us regarding that? And we've got about 30, 45 seconds here.
Absolutely. First, we're really excited about our partnership with Mark J. Kohler, with his team, and we're excited that we're able to bring Deductor to you and make it available to you at this special discounted price. What we found, we have hundreds of thousands of account holders that use the tool. What we found is that this is a tool that works for small and independent business owners. If you're interested in maximizing your deductions and turning tax time into something a bit less stressful than what you're used to, this is an app that will help you do that. And different people like different aspects of it, whether it's tracking of expenses or the mileage of the time or the receipts or the different reports. The fact is there's something for everyone here. And what we love about it is we built it to make your life easier, to help you kind of take control of your financial life and to take back some of your precious time. And that's what we found that the Deductor is able to do for you.
Well, I love it. I'm so grateful you're here with us. Folks, Tyra Thompson, Deductor VP of Business Development. And you'll be hearing from us more in the future. Thanks, Tyra, for being with us.
My pleasure.
Oh, I love it. And folks, please get to the links on the website, on the newsletter. Check it out. You'll be hearing more about this. I think it's going to be a huge benefit to you in your business. Keep living the dream.
Thanks for listening to another hour of refreshing strategies to better live your American dream.
Don't forget to get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.